This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in the United States, called on Israel to hold new elections, saying he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way in the country's bombardment of Gaza.
The Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then. And the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the chamber, rebuked Schumer for his suggestion that Israel hold new elections.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
After Schumer's Senate speech, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there would be no immediate change in U.S. policy toward the conflict, which has included sending arms to Israel. A ship carrying 200 tons of aid for Palestinians was seen nearing Gaza on Friday. The ship set sail for Gaza from Cyprus on Tuesday in a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor to the territory, where the five-month Israel-Hamas war has driven hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation. The food on the aid ship was collected by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, this is VOA News. Voting in Russia's presidential election got underway on Friday. We get more details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Voters are heading to the polls in Russia for a three-day presidential election that is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule by six more years after he stifled dissent. The election takes place against the backdrop of a ruthless crackdown that has crippled independent media and prominent rights groups and given Putin full control of the political system. It also comes as Moscow's war in Ukraine enters its third year. Voters will be casting their ballots through Sunday at polling stations across the vast country's 11 time zones, as well as in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has appointed his longtime economic advisor to be the next prime minister in the face of U.S. pressure to reform the Palestinian Authority as part of Washington's post-war vision for Gaza. Mohammed Mustafa, a U.S.-educated economist and political independent, will head a technocratic government in the Israeli-occupied West Bank that could potentially administer Gaza ahead of eventual statehood. But those plans face major obstacles, including strong opposition from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli-Hamas war that is still grinding on with no end in sight. AP correspondent Norman Hall now reports on a new federal air travel security requirement for immigrants traveling without passports.
The federal government has started requiring migrants without passports to submit to facial recognition technology to take domestic flights. The change prompted confusion this week among immigrants and advocacy groups in Texas. Several migrants with flights out of South Texas on Tuesday told advocacy groups that they thought they were being turned away. The migrants included people who had used the government's online appointment system to pursue their immigration cases. The Transportation Security Administration did not say when TSA made the change, only that it was recent and not in response to a specific security threat. Norman Hall, Washington.
As fires broke out and violence continued in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, a powerful gang leader threatened political leaders who are set to take part in a planned transitional council in governing the Caribbean nation. Under the pressure of the United States, Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced on Monday that he would step down once the transitional council was in place. The calm following Henry's announcement eventually gave way to a resurgence of violence, including an attack on a police academy on Thursday. Haitian authorities have expanded a nighttime curfew until Sunday. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.